Discussions on this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Registered representative. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investments Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Bettendorf Financial Group and Cambridge are not affiliated.
And now, joining us on the Quad City Bank and Trust AD in the Morning Show, he is the grabber of greenbacks. He is a ninja of numbers. He is the Baron of Bettendorf Financial Group. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Doug Weir.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing better than last week. I got the coronavirus again, but I'm back upright again. Saturday night, I'm starting to feel pretty good again.
Well, that's good to hear. Sorry you had a down week, huh?
Yeah, it was good timing to do a lot of football to watch on television, let me tell you, last week.
Well, that's true. I think maybe I'm going to take one more extra day to recover just to make sure everything's okay. And yeah, and then I'm sure Patrick and everybody else down there were doing keg stands and whatnot while you were gone, right?
Yeah, the parties were flowing, I'm sure. No, not.
Not so much, maybe.
Yeah, not so much. But it was my second go around, so I was fine with it. But anyway, we finished the year end with a bang. Man, what a crazy year end. And it's not always what you think. People always try to guess what the big at the beginning of the year. So we are at the beginning of the year, and everyone says, "What's going to be the big investment? What's the best investment to put my money in this year?" And without looking, what do you think the best investment was last year to put your money in?
Well, you sent me a chart, Doug Weir, so I'm kind of cheating. But
it's crazy.
Go ahead.
Well, it's crazy to think of what it was. Tell everybody what it was.
Cocoa. Cocoa was up 178.24%. Where was they on that one?
Isn't that something? So that's why your chocolate bars are going up, or they're shrinking in size. That's why everything in chocolate is they're trying to find a way to make use less of it. In fact, there's an alternative route that if they add enough sugar to it, it tastes kind of like chocolate, and they're sneaking that in a lot of the recipes to reduce the cost, because when your cost of goods go up almost 200%, right?
Yeah, that's going to raise prices. Where does cocoa come from?
Mainly from Africa now.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of African countries that produce cocoa beans, but it's a very manual process in many ways because it's still done by hand, not done machining wise, and it's very volatile to the crops season too, so they could have a good crop season or a bad crop season. But also up there was coffee was really high right next to cocoa.
Yes.
So whether 69... you want to have a hot chocolate or a hot cup of coffee, they're both going to cost you more.
Well, and then the next one is orange juice, 55% jump, but coffee, 70% jump, pretty much right under 70%. And that's not even like Starbucks or anything. It's just coffee.
Just coffee, just the raw product. You know, and in the Starbucks scheme of things, the coffee beans themselves, they blame that as rising the price, but that's a fraction of the overall cost of their product, so much of its labor and everything else. But,
right.
Still, the coffee beans, orange juice, and cocoa. Those are the top products last year, and no one ever gets that right because it's such a volatile commodity, volatile thing.
Right. Well, I see, like, for our livestock farmers, hogs were up almost 20%, cattle up over 18%. So, you know, those are some good numbers for them, LW Cattle Company. I'm sure they're happy about that.
Well, keep in mind, they had dropped. Probably people screaming out there because they dropped dramatically before they went back up too. So the numbers kind of lie when they throw that out there, because it seems to me a year ago a lot of farmers were complaining, and I think I remember you talking about prices were down. So at least, like you say, they're recovering now and they're back up.
Yeah, yeah,
which is a good sign. And let's hope that maybe some of their feed prices are less. I don't know. Cost of feeding them is less due to grain prices. I don't know that item.
Well, you know, I don't know either. I know corn down 2.75 points for the year. Beans were up 0.5 point, so not really much going either direction for that.
True. Pretty flat now that you say that.
Yeah. But, yeah, man. Icelandic krona. What the heck is that? You guys got some weird stuff on these lists, don't you?
Well, that's the chart he's referring to is a chart that was in the Wall Street Journal at the year end, and we love to hang on to that paper. In fact, I usually grab a couple copies of the Wall Street Journal at year end, because I love to hang on to that year end, because I like to have people, when they come in, I'll do a poll. I'll say, what do you think the market did last year? What do you think your account did? And people rarely get it right, because as you can see there, the S&P was also up 28% last year.
Yeah.
And what was right around it was gold, of all things. So it's very, very unusual. People say that the gold is a hedge against the market. So when the market goes down, gold goes up. But they both went up last year. So don't give me this that you always, you know, they always use working the opposite of each other. That's not true. Both went up dramatically last year. It was a good year for several markets. If you just stayed invested, you did pretty well last year, didn't you?
Yeah.
There's a lot of names there.
Absolutely. A lot of indexes and all that stuff. And okay, so now I'm looking at the other list. My bad. So this has beans actually as the very bottom. They were down almost 23%. So I don't know what the other one was or what the disparity there. Wheat was down over 12%. Platinum dropped over 10%, even though gold was up. Cotton was down 15%. Sugar down about 6.5%. So some other, you know, commodities anyway.
Yeah. It's a mixed bag very much for sure. But what caught our attention this year, especially, was the S&P and the gold index, you know, that they both were up at the same time. And the people, it's all technology stocks. But the S&P was up roughly 28%, roughly 28-29 was the NASDAQ.
Yeah.
But if you had bought S&P technology stocks or just the gold themselves, they were up closer to 30s.
Yeah, 35, over 35% up.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of technology stocks did very well last year, and the leader were the communication stocks. Everybody's got to talk to each other like we are right now.
Yeah.
So it's staying in the market. It just all goes back to staying in the market, not trying to time the market, but stay in the market. And I preached that for years, even when we have these little pullbacks like we did a couple weeks ago, and then it popped right back up again. Don't get in and out of the market. Don't try to time the market. Just stay in the market. And I guess that's the message of the day, if you will, or the message of the year. Last year was proof of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. If you had money in and you left it alone, you came out looking pretty good on the other side this year.
Absolutely. And I've got people that I'm going to point that out to that are the doom and gloomers. I've got a few of those customers that see the dark side of everything and think, it was going to be a terrible year last year. And they gained almost, you know, a third of their value went up. That's incredible. Now, what do I see looking forward, huh? What's going forward? Well, there's a lot of things like there is every year that could make us nervous. And we always want to interject. Our brains tend to say, hey, there's this or this going on in politics. We just had this explosion in Vegas, or we just had this happen. Boy, that's a reason to get out. You can't do that. You can't mix the news in politics with your investing style, because proof is in the pudding. Last year, we had a pretty volatile year last year, and look at all those markets that are up.
Yeah. Yeah. That was kind of, the markets were kind of the mainstay, you know, the thing that stayed regular, I guess, or ish, had a good year. Yeah. Everything else has been a little bumpy.
Well, how many people did you hear and I hear that 3 and 4 or 5 months ago before the election, I got to get out. This is an election year. It's too volatile. I got to get my money out. Had they gotten out, they would have lost, you know, or missed about half of their total return in the last few months.
Yeah.
So it made no sense. So we had to do a lot of hand-holding this year at Bettendorf Financial Group. We definitely had to hold some hands, and I'm glad we did. We've got some happy customers. But one other thing I wanted to mention to you is this Saturday, I've heard your commercials for the Storm game on Saturday.
Yeah.
And just a quick plug, Bettendorf Financial Group, we are sponsoring the game on Saturday. And
so are they giving away free money? Like when you come in, they give you money from you?
Yeah, every person gets a dollar bill.
No, yeah, now we're talking, Doug Weir. That's how you get the name out there.
With my picture on it, maybe.
Yeah. They'll make it a $100 bill then if it's your picture on it.
But the reason we do that is then they have charity events at the game. So I'm encouraging everybody to come to the game. You get come to the game. We've got a freebie we give away to everybody. And then you get a chance to buy tickets for the different raffles. And if you win, you get the prize, obviously. And then they auction off all the jerseys after the game, and all the profits go to charity. And the charity we chose this year, again, is the Friendly House of Davenport. So I'm a proud sponsor of the Friendly House. I've been going there since I was a little boy, and now I'm a member of the board, and I'd like to help them out. And so that's who we're sponsoring this year, so I encourage everybody to come out to the game and help sponsor and support the Friendly House.
Yeah, raised almost $18,000 last year. Try to beat that number this year, right?
We are, and it's a great charity. They help the inner city youth, and they help, in fact, I had someone recently say, without the child support services they provide, she wouldn't have been able to go back to school to become a dental technician and be able to be a single mom supporting two kids. And it just brought tears to my eyes. It was like, that's our goal. That's our goal, is to help lift people up. So
that's awesome.
Again, little plug, if you're going to the game, consider buying a raffle ticket, buying the puck drop, stick around and buy a jersey, something like that. It'd be awesome. I really appreciate it.
That is great. And you can get some Doug dollars, you know, with his face on them. You know, you put you on the 100, put Patrick on the 50. Have some fun with it. It'll be a good time.
I have to give that all the consideration it deserves. I'm not too sure. I have to think about that. But yeah,
maybe next year. You need a little time for that.
Yeah, I'm wondering if compliance and the Federal Reserve will both agree to that.
Good luck with that, Doug Weir. I mean, the disclaimer is, says it all for itself, for sure.
Exactly. Well, I better shut up before I get any more trouble with compliance.
There you go. Me too. Don't be getting me into trouble, Doug Weir.
I need a roommate or a cellmate.
Yeah, there you go. Well, they say the best friends are the ones that are next to you in jail, not coming to bail you out, right?
I hadn't heard that one. I like that one.
Oh, you never heard that? Like a good friend will come bail you out of jail, but your best friend's the one that's in jail with you? You've never heard that one?
I have not heard that one. I don't listen to enough country songs, apparently.
I agree. Then you probably haven't lost your truck and woman and house yet either. So
no, but that's some good makings of a good country song, I must admit. I agree, yeah.
Heck yeah. We'll have some old country coming up here after 9 o'clock. One thing I wanted to ask you real quick about.
Yeah.
I saw Nordstrom's, the family,
are
taking the company back private again. And I know, I remember Henry Ford did that year, 100 years ago, because he didn't like people being able to tell him what to do or try to dictate what he was doing. Is that all we're dealing with here with Nordstrom's, or is there a financial plan here to make this work?
Well, the Nordstrom family believes that there's still value in the company. And what happens is these private equity firms that buy these companies run them for pure profit. They're not trying to grow them or think ahead. They're not trying to grow them for the future. They're trying to get as much cash out of them, typically, as possible. Run them for a number of years and then sell them back, or sell them to some other private equity firm. And the family doesn't like that.
Okay.
So the family wants to buy it back, beautify it back up, and turn it back into the beauty it once was. Because this generation, let's just use three generations. There's more than that. The generation number one wants to have generation number two run it. Generation two was interested in playing and having money in running out. So generation two sells it to the private equity firms. Generation number three, however, wants to get back into the business. So they want to buy back the family business and run it the way it should be ran.
Gotcha.
That's what's going on.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
And then obviously the year is over. So all the tax stuff is done now for 2024. And then everybody's supposed to get their W-2s by the end of the month, or is it the end of February? I can't remember.
Well, you probably get your W-2s very quickly this month. The problem is the 1099s aren't going to be coming out at the end of the month. People say, oh, by law, it has to be out by the end of the month. No, it's not by law. That's by practice. So most companies by practice have them out by the end of the month, but that's not true anymore. Because it's very tricky to get a lot of the dividends and capital gains calculated, unfortunately, some people may not get their 1099s until March, and then they're expected to file their taxes by April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll work. So you've got to be very diligent about, if you think they're running late, you might need to get online and download it, because it might have gotten lost in the mail, might be going slow, or you might need to call your financial advisor. Because, like we do often, many times a year, we send out dozens, if not, I have to guess, we electronically send out those statements to our clients, so it's directly to the accountants. So
yeah.
Keep your eyes open on your 1099s.
Yep. Go ahead.
And I just want to correct one thing. It's not too late. You said it's too late to do things for your taxes, but it's you have up until tax filing time to still make contributions to IRAs and Roths and stuff like that. So,
and it but it's not going to count for last year, is it?
Yeah, no, it'll count for 2024. So you're
really
you're sitting here in January and you got a Christmas, maybe a Christmas present from Uncle Chuck, and you say, "Oh, thanks, Uncle Chuck. I got this $8,000. What should I do with it?" Well, you know, go out to dinner and then put the rest into your Roth IRA. You still have time to put it in for 2024.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely. You have time to put money into your IRA, your Roth IRA, your SEP and pension plan. We can set up a retirement plan where you can put away up to 20% of your adjusted gross income for last year.
Wow.
Yeah. Well,
I did not know that. Interesting. Okay, well, there you go. So it shows what I know, nothing.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up. I'm glad you suggested that. But it's definitely, there's still some things we can do for last year to help reduce your taxes. And, you know, it's worth talking to somebody, if nothing else. Many times people think, well, so somebody told me there's nothing I can do, and they count that. It's like, well, why don't you talk to somebody with a financial degree or somebody who does this all the time first? Because there might be something you can do.
Yeah. Heck
and
yeah.
It could be dramatic. I mean, I've got a friend of mine I've known since high school, which is forever ago, and she reached out to me. She's got a grandson that got some Christmas money, and he's taken a job, and he said, you know, Grandma, I think I want to put some money in a retirement plan. Can you help me do that? So we're going to help under somebody who's under age 18, frankly, set up a Roth IRA account.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I'd have been that smart when I was that age.
That's what I thought, but Grandma couldn't have been prouder to call and tell me about it.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. That's awesome. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It's a generational thing. You got to teach the younger ones how to do this stuff with money because they don't teach it in school.
Bingo. And that's what Grandma wanted to call and tell me. She was so proud of herself that she had been teaching her grandson about finances and money. And he said, well, Grandma, well, maybe I should open a Roth IRA and with the money he gave me. And it's like, she was beaming. I could tell it over the phone. I bet she was just bursting with pride.
Warms her heart. I love it. That's great stuff.
Well, she takes pride in it because she had told me that she was taught by her father about finances and stuff. And like you said, it is generational. So teach your kids, and if you don't know, come in and we'll teach you.
There you go. There you go. It's Bentendorf Financial Group once again this Saturday, hosting the game for the Quad City Storm and donating a bunch of money to Friendly House to get out there to the game. And do what you can to help a great charity and help out Bentendorf Financial Group hit over 18,000 this year. Doug, as always, I thank you for your time, sir. We'll look forward to talking to you next Monday. We got Patrick on Wednesday at 8:30.
Oh, he'll do a great job. And look for me. I'll be on the Zamboni waving my arms.
All right, cool. All right.
I get to ride the Zamboni.
Nice. Not like you're bragging or anything, but yeah, okay. All right, well, hey, have a great week, buddy.
All right.
Thanks, Doug.
Be good.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's do the disclaimer again.
Discussions on the show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Registered representative. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investments Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Bentendorf Financial Group and Cambridge are not affiliated.